said last week that he had a couple things taken out of the plan. Less this week because he sort of had a game to figure it out. And
yeah, you know, I think more in terms of really it's not as much for us what we're asking him to put in the plan. It's kind of the flow of the game and how I call the game for him and how what he wants and what he likes and what he needs and how he needs to get rhythm. And so for that, we kind of more choreographed the game differently. So that's kind of what the learning curve is right now.
What kind of problems does Pittsburgh present defensively?
Well, other than the fact that they're extremely creative, so they give you a lot of looks. They challenge you in terms of what coverage are they playing. What's the result coverage, not the early coverage they show you. Palomalu is a fantastic player, still is. Has been forever, you know. And the you know we played Pittsburgh 10 times when I was there in Baltimore from 04 to 07, whether it be a playoff game or whether it be regular season games. And, I mean, you constantly are challenged to handle protections. You're constantly challenged to handle their zone droppers. And they're gonna give us all we can handle.
Dick LeBeau has a history of blitzing rookie quarterbacks, young quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of what you expect. You welcome it or are you troubling?
Yeah, I think we have to prepare for both. You know, John Pagano, certainly he blitzed us and put us in some, you know, tough spots at times, and then other times played coverage and threw an interception to coverage one time, you know, that last pick to Weddle. The first pick was, you know, unfortunately Cecil got hurt on the route. But, you know, so there was, you know, we're going to probably get a mixture, I would assume. And with that, we have to be prepared for both.
How much can you depend on Ace, and what can you expect out of him first game back?
Yeah, well, we expected a lot from Clay Harbor in his first game back. I think he had 61 plays, and he was out since Bartram Trail. So Ace will have to find a way to be ready to go. And then with that, we have to continue to evaluate where Marquise is. And see where that's going, and then also, you know, see where we are with the other spots. But he'll play some plays now, and excited to get him back, obviously.
Jed, we obviously look at Blake, and we see Ben Roethlisberger coming in, and obvious comparisons, big body guys. How do you see it? Are there some similarities between the two players in terms of the style?
Well, here's what I know about Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger's won 2 Super Bowls. He's been to the Pro Bowl numerous times. He's led his team to unbelievable success. Would it be great if one day we can make that comparison? Maybe. You know, sure. But at this point right now, I think Blake Bortles needs to just concentrate on being Blake Bortles, the best he can be. And let's just let those Ben Roethlisberger comparisons be with, you know, for other people to make. I think right now he's got a great skill set. He's got a ton to develop. A ton to learn, and he's a blast to coach, and that's really all I have on that one.
What is the biggest difference Blake is going to experience between start one and start two? What's going to be easier for him or harder for him, or, you know, will the experience help him any?
I think that he really is such a composed and poised guy. I mean, it's uncanny when you talk to him on the sideline during the game how really relaxed he is, you know, and he's just got a He just has this confidence and this air about him. I do think the first play of the game, he kind of got a little whacked out. And then after that, he completely settled down. But I think maybe the first play of the game this week, he won't get whacked out. You know, I think, but of course, on the same token, now it's at home, right? So now your first start is at home, and the energy and the excitement, the enthusiasm that our fans are going to bring on Sunday, it's going to be awesome. So we'll have to see. But I do think each week, you know, I mean, he went against a quarterback that's thrown for 30,000 yards, right, in the National Football League this past week in San Diego. And at that time, Blake threw for 234 yards, you know, against Indy. So there was quite a discrepancy in terms of experience, and I thought he handled himself real well there. So it'll continue.
You get to go against a Hall of Fame coordinator. Mm-hmm. Is that cool?
Really, Ryan, we just can try to be the best we can be here. Right,
and that's after practice.
You know, the truth is that it's really just it's one of those deals that you get the only thing I really want to do is just introduce myself to him and say hello before the game. But after that, you know, it's a competitive environment, and obviously he's elite at what he does. He's done it for a very, very, very long time, and it's quite a challenge. But I don't know. I think all 32 defensive coordinators in this league are pretty good, and it's really quite a challenge to go against any of them.